have, the only way we would be held at our same level is through a special program for Hold Harmless. Two-thirds of our money would have to come through that program. That's how significant a new program they're talking about. They're radically departing from how we have allocated money today, giving more back to states that put in the fuel tax money, doing more for urban congestion, and doing it at the expense of the rural, sparsely populated western state, which has been out there waiting to happen for years and years. And I think we probably hold our own for one cycle of program, but we're not in good shape. I don't think.
And the allocation of the marine highway system, of course, is a part of that. You just have your formula that you want.
This affects our federal highway program statewide.
That and Colorado Royal.
The other two sheets that I gave you, I'd be glad to go through some of it if you wanted. Basically, I thought I'd provide you with just a summary background. The one sheet here, which has years across the top, shows you kind of year by year what the dollar amounts are, what the projects are, what the description of what those projects are. For example, Bartlett Auxiliary, just about the middle of the page, you see 190,000 under 89, and that 190,000 got moved to 90 for 190,000, and it's design replacement and refurbishment of diesel engines and oil-fired boilers. And so that gives you kind of a picture of our six-year plan year by year as to how presently we're thinking of spending it. The other sheet tabulates 89, 90, 91, and so forth. And if you look at it here, the first column is a six-year plan, which we gave you last year, and beginning with Ock Bay Secondary at $2.5 million. The second column will be the revised six-year plan, which shows that the Ock Bay Secondary, as far as the program planning goes, is already completed, even though the work will be done this year, and the other projects. And it also gives you a description, and then the rankings for on the right side of the sheet.
Senator Pershaw.
I just had one question on one of the projects scheduled to begin in, I guess it began in 89, continuing out 90, 91, 93, 94 for the Prince Rupert Terminal. What is it that we're doing, and why is it that we're upgrading that terminal? Is the city of Prince Rupert, are they contributing to this effort?
We have a lease with two different Canadian governments, primarily DOT or outfit in Canada, BC, and we also have an obligation then to the customs agents to provide housing for the customs agents in Prince Rupert, and of course we have no waiting room. And all those things have been sitting there for years waiting for the new lease to come about, because we're on a year to year before. The new lease is now in its second year, and it's, we're just trying to then meet the needs that are there. The customs agents, they don't have any place to take people in to hold them. The traveling public has no place to get in out of the weather. There's poor staging areas for clearing cars in and out of customs and holding them in a secured area. And so this is just the start of that program. And I think the reason that they hadn't gone ahead before is because there was no lease to protect our investment if we made it.
So the facilities that you're doing here, these are really for our benefit or our passengers' benefit. They're not dock repairs or the actual docking facilities themselves.
Well, let's refer to Harold, but I believe they're primarily terminal facilities.
The first stage is terminal. That's we're going to stay at that site, and right now this assumes we're going to stay at the existing site. Our lease requires us to replace indeed those marine structures. They're 25 years old, maybe. Barring any other one that comes along right now,
Well, when we went, when we bid, or we received bids on our southern terminus and Tacoma came in, or not Tacoma, Bellingham, were we in that situation? Were we going to provide or build passenger terminals or facilities like that at Bellingham?
In Bellingham?
Oh, part of the lease.
Yeah, it's part of our lease payment.
If we were starting from scratch, I mean, wouldn't the city of Prince Rupert be very interested in getting our ferry to come in there? I mean, wouldn't that be something that they would normally want to provide us or make as a condition of us coming in there?
Well, I believe they are very interested.
I'm just wondering why we're providing the upgrade, particularly of the docking facilities. I mean, we don't charge people who come to our, you know, terminals, do we? You know, repair of dock facilities, passenger terminals, things like that.
Harold? Well, I guess I have a comment on this. Right now, that is the only piece of ground that we have, and yeah, the city is interested, but if we don't, you know, unless something else happens, those docks are going to start tumbling over, and pretty soon the boats aren't going to go in there. So that's what this plan assumes. Now, we got a nice deal out of Bellingham. Realistically, I wouldn't expect to get the same thing out of Prince Rupert.
Competition does.
The current lease, of course, isn't with the city. It's with
the
federal Canadian Ministry of Transport. And is it only the Ministry of Transport, or is it also? But there was a portion of it is
with the railroad.
Canadian Pacific Railroad.
Well, how many times do we bring our ships?
Once a week. One day a week. Eight days in the summer. And
we have exclusive use of this dock?
Pardon?
This dock is exclusively used by our ferries?
Occasionally, through a cooperative arrangement, when BC needs to, we'll let them go in there if they actually pay us for the use of it.
Do we own the
dock
structure, or is that solely... Is that originally provided by Canadian National or Canadian Pacific Rail or the Ministry?
Yeah, the original terminal was constructed when we started serving down there, and I don't remember exactly which agency of the government did it, but they bonded for that facility, $1 million worth of money. And we paid, over a 20-year period, we paid X number of dollars to amortize that construction. That ended in 1985, I think.
John Ellis.
We're getting married. And now we have a new lease that basically we're responsible for. We pay the cost of any upgrades.
It's a ground lease on the tenant. This would be considered a tenant. And it's really a mainline port. Summary, just like three mainline ferries twice a week.
How much do we have a lease? How much is the lease? What's the lease?
Annual lease? The terms of the lease, I don't know what the dollar amount is. Similar to the Bellingham lease. It's a 20-year lease with 5-year windows. So, in effect, a 5-year lease with 3 5-year renewal options.
There's been some scrutiny of some other sites, some discussion in the city. I'm not as familiar with details as George got hold of it, but maybe something we can take a hard
consider
look
going
at.
Into Hyder? It's our own territory, our own state property.
Consider it.
Yeah. One of the negatives, as you remember, is it takes us longer, so therefore we have less time in the system to run elsewhere. But we have sent a letter to the city of Prince Rupert telling them that indeed we would be interested in looking at a better facility if they were able to come up with a better facility. The place that they have in mind is, and also that we would, you know, we tend to agree that it's a better location. It's closer to downtown. You could actually walk from the ferry terminal to downtown. It has large uplands area for staging. It would be just far superior to being crowded between the railroad and the waterfront where we are now. Whether anything will come from it or not, but we did send them a letter, told them that, yes, we would be interested in talking about it, and we'll see what they do from there.
You say you've got 5-year window, so right. That was 85, this is 89, you got one more year to go and you'll be able to back out of that lease.
Actually, the lease didn't get signed until after I started here, which was just a little less than 2 years ago.
Oh,
so,
okay.
So we have a fairly good lead time for the first 5 years.
You say it's in 5-year increments, so you can back out of it without a penalty to it.
That's the way I recall it.
I've got another.
Well, we're out of time. We'll take up the Marine Highway system again at a later date. We'll get into more depth, and we'll be looking at the regions, CIP, 6-year plan and regions next week. Central and Northern.
Central
on Tuesday, Northern on Thursday. Then we'll have an overview of the department and the Marine Highway system. We'll get into more detail on operations.
Okay.
We're adjourned.